Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
These girls think they're so tough, then they get whooped by a pretty girl. It's just not the same, I'm telling you. Trust me.
If Katie Taylor's willing, I'm ready and able to make this an equal fight, 12 rounds, 3 minutes.
TheBoxingBridge.com.
So Katie, are you up for it?
Girl, Bob, don't ever disrespect me. I would never fight on the undercard of Jake Paul. I'm a 3-time division world champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in boxing. Like, I can beat up Jake Paul.
Real hot girl shit. I just kept saying in my head, and new. When I'm on the bag in the gym, that's what I'm saying, and new.
They're gonna let Mary know what time it is. You know, I'm top dog. She's never been in a ring with a dog before. You know, I'm a pit bull chained up. She's like the poodle in a picket white fence. You know what I'm saying? Barking for no reason.
This is the start of the takeover for the lightweight division. I'd love to be able to find these belts.
I know she wants to come here tonight to witness greatness. Maybe you can learn something from me. We can get the rematch over the parking lot right now, too.
SDS Promotions.
It was Lamb versus Lion. It is over.
These girls think they're so cute.
What up, what up?
They get whipped by a pretty girl. It's just not the same, I'm telling you.
What up, ladies and gents? We are back for another one. And we're here for the DAZN card, Amanda Serrano headlining, fighting for equality, fighting for the right to fight like every other champion. 3 minutes, 12 rounds. Amanda Serrano gets her opportunity at proving that she can bring the power and the pain. So we're just waiting now for the card to actually start. A lot of shoulder content and, you know, fluff. You know what I mean? A lot of fluff. They gotta fluff you up. We don't really care about that as hardcores, but, you know, it is what it is. They got to do their jobs. They got to sell subscriptions, build up the fight. Oh, Amanda Serrano whipped up in what? Is that a Lambo? So she rented that, right? Because you can't be spending 500 grand on a Lambo if you just made a milli. You feel me? I wouldn't, but I hear y'all. Oh, shit. Looking packed over there, MVP. Looking packed over that, MVP. They showing the Serrano ring entrance. I mean, rather, arena entrance. That's her sister right there, Cindy. Damn, she had the guest jeans on. Vintage. Rental. That's what I said. But you got to make an impression, you feel me? I wonder how much that costed. A couple hundred an hour, or did they rent it for the day? That shit solely was for the entrance because ain't no trunk space. Let's be real. She ain't bring her gym bag. Demazi and Van Houter. Let's go. Let's go. We've been waiting for this one. Shout out. Oh, I know that ring announcer. We met him in Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach. Yo, Jake know all these influencers and models. I wonder if he, like, giving them an opportunity to be ring card girls with their, you know, with their followings. It probably makes sense. Oh, so my man got his own belt. Okay, and he dancing. Some type of, okay. Okay, so this the dude. We believe he's Egyptian. I mean, he might be Egyptian too with the headdress. Yeah, you see, they say he's on his Pharaoh stuff. Oh, he just keeps doing the lean back pose. He making that ring walk extra long. He better fight as good as his ring walk is, I swear. Bruh, he really not even moving. He really think it's a video shoot. Whoa. Oh, he really getting down. Come on, champ. Don't be dropping. This ain't a pop lock contest, champ. What's going on, man? Bruh, dude ain't get in the ring yet. I love it, though. I love it. It's your moment, champ. I'm going to stop hating. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing, 21. Do your thing. Fuck it, right? What could we say? Yeah, I ain't get to watch the Sedano draw, but I heard it was a draw. I hope that don't fuck up my parlay, man. I hope my parlay stay alive, even though I got a drizzy. Bruh, he really ain't get in the ring. Oh, shit. Hey, yo, you seen production come yell in his ear like, yo, you got to get in the ring. Bruh, he wildin'. He wasting too much energy. But let's see. Maybe you gotta feel good in order to get a good win. Let's see. I like the way the arena looks, though. Okay. Now I'm being told this guy should be the weight of a heavyweight tonight. He weighed in at 188. Catch weight was 190. But he should be a heavyweight tonight. His opponent, on the other hand, has not ever fought this high. And Van Houter wasted no time. Obviously, his opponent wasted more than enough for both of them. Okay, so we was right. We did find that record. This kid, Nafiz, had two different box wrecks out there, but we'll see what happens. What up, Blaze? What up, Self Production? Bless all us. What up, JP? What up? JP, what JP? Did you put it in your parlay? I don't know. Did you watch the betting show? Let's see what this is going to look like, because this kid moving up in weight to fight this other guy. And he's in tough. I mean, on paper, he's in tough because, obviously, this kid is 4-0, 3 KOs, you know? I like the way it looks, though. The casino looks good. Raider Rebel. What up? What up? Sean, what up? Jaquan, what up? My man got the Conqueror. Why he look like, bro, don't help me, the dude from New York. About a week ago, Bobby Shmurda and shit. Why he look like Bobby Shmurda? Come on, Van Howder, get this win. We need this shmoney.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We need this money. 4-0, 6-5. Yo, that's weigh-in weight, too. Why we can't get the fight night weight? Damn, he from St. Petersburg, too? Maserati Van Howder. I've been hearing a lot about Mozzie. I think this might be the first or the second time I see him live. He doesn't look that much bigger. He is bigger. You could tell he's bigger, but he doesn't look that much bigger. He's supposedly 6'5", and the opponent 6'3". Let's see how that height matches up once they get into their boxing stance. Nafi's got his hair dyed red or something going on. First round started, time stamp, 2:53 on the clock. And Nafi's already on that back foot, letting that mental pressure of Van Howder, you know, make him move around more than he should be. Now we got Orthodox versus the Southpaw. Nafi is your Southpaw. Van Howder is the Orthodox fighter. Remember, we watched tape on him during the betting show. He's got a very nice, educated right hand. He turns it over well, shoots it straight. Straight down the pipe. So let's see. He looks to be trying to find his range to set that right hand up. And there goes the first one. Oh, good left hand partially blocked by Van Howder, but definitely a point scoring blow for Nafis. Nafis shoots the jab, nowhere near range, just giving Van Howder something to think of. Van Howder shoots the straight right, partially blocked by Nafis, and Nafis' forehead starting to just turn red from the dye and the sweat. Another straight right shot down the pipe for Van Howder. Doesn't land, and Nafi chooses to do some UFC tactics. And now he's legit running. Pops the jab at Van Howder to keep him honest. Van Howder, he's holding his hands in his pocket. He's going to have to start setting things up with the jab. But good body shot there on the way out. Van Howder's right shoulder fully red now from all the dye. And Nafi's just face just turning red from all the dye streaming down. Van Howder looking to stop this guy in the first round, walking him down. Nafi's hands starting to come down. Van Howder needs a jab. He has no jab in this fight, none. He's pawing, look. He shot the right and the left hook straight right. Both landed partially blocked left hook, though. But there's no jab. Like, he's crazy. Oh. I like that he's going to the body, but he still needs to, you know, set that up with a jab. He's wild and just jumping in like this. Good jab there by Nafis. Good round. Definitely a round for Van Houter that did more work, was the aggressor, and certainly the one bringing the fight to Nafi that was kind of moving around the ring. Let me know in the live chat here on YouTube.com how you guys scored that round. Did you give it to Van Houter? He did get caught with that left, but like I said earlier, that was partially blocked to me. They told me the kid was the goods. But it's hard to be the goods without a jab, man. I don't know why he's abandoned the jab. He hasn't even brought it to this fight. Here we are, round two, timestamp 2:54 on the clock. Van Houter, once again, just inching forward, no jab, just extending that lead hand to fine range. You can tell he wants to shoot the right. That time he led with a left hook there. Still no jab. And Nafi shoots a straight left. Doesn't land. Partially parried by Van Houter. Houter. Looks like the young Maison Van Houter is going to need to learn how to cut the ring off, keep his man in the corner because he keeps letting Nafis out. And he can just stop that with a jab, you know. And there he got countered again with that left from Nafis. He needs to be careful. Left hook misses for Van Houter. No jab. I can't believe, like, there's legit been no jabs. Bro, crazy to me, bro. Second round, and he tried the left hook over top of Nafis' jab. Both come up short. Timestamp 1:12 on the clock, 1:11, and Van Houter has yet to use a jab. Literally in front of his man, a jab. A small jab, a fast jab, a stab jab to the stomach. Anything would be better than just standing in front of your guy, not shooting. He's like a one-handed bandit. And we've seen that with KSI, but this guy is supposed to be more skilled than KSI. I'm not really getting why he's only using one hand right now. Maybe he sees something. I hope that's the case. But I don't see what he sees. You know, I think that he would get the job done so much easier if he is using a jab to set up the big right hand. He's got the height. He's got the length. He's got the leverage, but he's not putting it together because it's got to come in steps, and the jab is the first step. Wow, it's almost... It's legit amazing to me that he's not shooting any jabs. Like, I'm not even trying to exaggerate. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone, you know, two full rounds, and maybe there was a jab thrown. So this is definitely new for me. But he is winning, and that's based off Nafi not doing enough and Nafi just moving. He's only throwing the occasional right hand here and there whenever he gets an opportunity, but it's not really doing much. But we are going into round three. This should be a six-round affair from what we noticed before the fight actually started and was still on the schedule. And both men waiting for the referee's instructions. Referee having the team of Nafi wipe off the dye. He's got way too much red dye all over himself. Referee probably like, bro, you dirtying me up. I had this new shirt. Round three of four is not even a six rounder. Round three of four, 3 minutes left. Crazy. If you could get some live betting, somebody better get some fucking decision money right here because this dude's really about to go to decision.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He don't got a jab. There's no way he gets a knockout without setting it up. Can't see it. Is it gonna be? He's always gonna be able to. He's gonna be giving away the right hand because you can see it coming because there's no jab to blind you. Man, if you could get live bet, throw $10 on for me. Fuck that. Bro's really not going to use a jab. That's crazy. Crazy. They say it's the most important punch. Bruh, let me see if I can find some live betting on this shit. This shit don't make no sense right now. Holy fuck. He really about to go to decision. It's crazy. Timestamp 109 on the clock. And I honestly can't believe what we're seeing here. Ain't no live betting. Damn, he's such a favorite, bro. It's still -1500. He can't do nothing with that. 150 only makes you like $14. Bro, the fact that he got so much red on him, that's crazy. That must be a difficult fight to fight someone with so much dye on him. Oh. My man swung for the fences, and I'm talking Nafi. Bro, Nafi about to survive, bro. Are they no better odds than my fucking -1500, huh? Let me see what they got on William Hill. Motherfucker. This shit really going a distance. That's bananas. Let me see. Do Bovada still got him? By decision and shit? They probably took it all. Bovada be on top of that shit. They don't let you slip. They don't slip up. Told you. They took that shit smooth off. Damn you, Van Howder. No live boxing either. It's fucking ass. Nope. All they got is live fucking hockey and basketball. It's trash. Let's see what William Hill got. Round four, fourth and final round. This is really going to decision here, fellas. If you could find some live betting, I would suggest you do it. I'm trying to find William Hill, see what they got, what they offering. No boxing? What the hell? $1.52 on the clock. No doubt that Maison Van Houter gets the win. 1:30 left. Yeah, I was able to put in a bet. I hope I don't lose, because this fucker fuck around getting knocked out in the last minute. Good left hand. Bro, no jab. I can't believe this shit. The next fight is going to be crazy. Okay, he's trying to go for it. Bro, keep your hands up, though, champ. 54 seconds left on the clock. Van Houter beating on Nafi. Nafis trying to hold. Uh-oh. He's about to give up. 39 seconds left on the clock. Oh, big right hand lands for Nafis, but Van Houter with the adrenaline pumping didn't even feel that. Ripping left hands to the body. Yo, Van Houter looks like he put paint on for Halloween, and it's really just the red dye of Nafi. 17 seconds left on the clock. And 10 seconds left. They took the clock off. I hate when they take the clock off. Like, let me see the bell. And there goes the bell. Van Houter should have got the win. He should get the win. They let me make that bet. They tripping. I'll take it, though. You feel me? I took it. No live events on William Hill. I think I got a BetMGM 2 account. Damn, I think, oh, man, you telling me I got to. Oh, no, my bet in GM, I'm going to have to recheck that. So, looks like we're about to get the official announcement. They trying to wipe Van Houter down so he doesn't have any more of that red dye. But I don't know that that's going to help. Good fight for Van Howder, but certainly was expecting more and was surprised by the lack of jab, but he should get the win. Mazi got it. So we pick up one win on our bet slip and any single bets you might have made. I'm glad we couldn't find knockout action because I thought he was going to get the stoppage. I just automatically assumed.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Based off what I know, uh-oh, look at my girl. Shout out to the champs, Daisy Green in the building. Sorry for the dead air. Just trying to listen to the interview. They giving MVP Promotions fighters Ashton H2O Slive and Shadeja Green some airtime with the Super Sexy Civil. She look like she's supposed to be a singer and shit, right? What up in the live chat? Yours delayed. What? Ah, man, bro. Y'all always say that. I always say it's delayed, bro. What could I do? We chilling, though. You feel me? Just pause yours to catch up. We about to get Cristal Rosado. This is the Amanda Serrano fighter. So we'll see how she does. Next Puerto Rican prospect. From Carolina, Puerto Rico. She don't even speak English. And Gata is from Hungary. This is only her second professional fight. So, shit. Hopefully she been training because she going to be in tough for sure. You know, this Puerto Rican chick could fight. She ain't get signed for no reason. Bro, neither one of them speak English. Crazy. She said, we both have one win, but when it's over, she gonna have one loss. She said, I respect Rosado, but in the ring, we not friends. You better not be. Damn, Javier, you think it's gonna be a snoozer? Crystal better. I don't know. I'm trying to believe Crystal is the goods that they saying she is. So she's supposed to excite us and shit. Definitely feeling the rent car girls. Definitely a different style, pace than what we're used to. They actually feel more like Top Ranks. I can't hear. What's her music? I don't really hear the music. She doing a slow walk, though, but at least she ain't going as slow as my man, Nafiz. Nafiz did a whole show. I knew he was going to lose because he did a whole fucking video shoot. It's crazy. He had the producers come tell him, like, bro, take your ass in the back. So she's barely above the rope. So let's see what weight class this is. Just pulling up the schedule now. Bear with me. This is Cristal Rosado versus Kata Pop, 4-round female junior bantamweight. So I believe that's 118. And now we got Cristal coming out. She getting hella cheers. So remember, Florida is heavily populated, not heavily, but does have a good population of Latinos, Puerto Ricanos. So this is 118, right? Let me double check. Super? Was it this super? This is junior, yeah. So it's 118, right? I'm sure I get a message now from Alex, like, yes, bantamweight is 118. That's. All right. Oh, I missed the tell of the tape for being on my phone. It's all good. Leonard Sterling said it's 115. Damn. So they extra small. That's Bam Rodriguez. Wasn't he in 115 too? Nah, I can't bet this fight. She didn't make the line. Nowhere. I didn't see her anywhere for this fight. Available to bet. She look excited. Damn, is she trained by the same trainer? Is that Serrano's husband or is Serrano's sister's husband in the corner? Oh, shit. Look at Lady Lady S. Escobedo or some shit like that? I'm sorry. Lady Escobedo? I don't know, but she's the cut woman in the corner for Cristal Rosado. I need a lazy boy chair right now, bro. Let's see, man. I never seen either person. I miss Crystal's last fight, so... I don't know, you know, how good she is. I've only heard how good she is. This will be the first time seeing. They taking forever to start, so, you know, hopefully we get this going here. I'm about to light up this motherfucking dab machine because they playing games right now. You feel me? She excited. I hope her performance doesn't get affected by that. She is very, very happy. Those emotions definitely are there. That could force her to try to overperform. We'll see. She was decent in her last fight, says RR. Well, she's obviously taller than Kata. And, you know, on paper, she should be more talented than Kata. And it does look like that is the husband of Cindy Serrano in the corner. Let's see what we got. Okay, Kata comes right out, shoots a right hand, it lands. Partially blocked on the second one, working to the body now. Ooh, beautiful triple jab by Chris. Oh, shit. Uh-oh, she could fight. She could fight. She's got a nice left hook. It's always good to see the traditional left hook from those Puerto Ricans, you know? That's their thing. So we got some clinching going on from Kata. Kata has a decent high guard. Ooh. That jab was blocked by Kata, but it definitely knocked her off balance. And she might get caught with the uppercut. I'd like to see that from Crystal. Kata's definitely putting her head down and just swinging. Crystal looking to be broken up by the referee, but Kata just throwing punches. A lot of clinching here, and Crystal not used to this. She could lose this round. She's not working in these clinches.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good left hook to the body and brought it back upstairs from Rosado. Woo, big uppercut miss. Good jab, man. She's got a nice jab. Oh, shit. Big head clash. Uh-oh. Big blood coming down the top. Uh-oh. We're going to get to see how much... How well, Lady Adesivo? We'll see what they put. They should show her name now. Got the blood first round. She wasn't expecting that. She's calm, though. She's calm. She's certainly composed in the moment. No facial expressions, no grimace. Nice and calm. Let's see how the cut woman does. Ha, she's got, it said cut woman high, cut man higher? That's a pretty strange advertisement. Where, is she really wearing J's? Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me that. Oh, shit, she do got sneakers on. Uh-oh, Florida Commission. Oh. Girl, get the job done before they stop this fight. It's only a four rounder. You already got a cut. It was caused by a headbutt. And I told her, you got to go with the uppercut because the girl, the other girl keeps throwing her head down. Look, she not going to win the fight. I mean, she probably win because she the house fighter, but she can't win officially by just grabbing. Shoot the uppercut, Rosado. Uppy. She getting, this remind me of Dakota Linga. This girl's just there. She's like, fuck it, I'm gonna make it ugly. I'm gonna disrupt you. You know, and that's really what's happening. You know, Rosado can't be cute. She's not getting the space to be cute. She's being smothered. This girl's on top of her. Look, that right hand landed from Catapop. Bro, Rosado, you got to give us the uppercut. You playing games, man. Come on, you supposed to be the talent. There you go. That wasn't the uppercuts we wanted, but we'll take it. There you go. Those are more like hook uppercuts, man. She need to fully commit to the uppie, bro. Get this girl out of here. Okay, now she going ham on the body. And Pat looking like it's starting to affect her. But you see, the uppercut is there. All she literally got to do is faint. And the uppercut is there after that faint. Look, the girl loves her head down. Look, I mean, come on. Come on. Give me the uppercut. There you go. That was one. Fucking hell. Who bet? I bet $4,500 USD on Serrano by decision. Yeah, show me your bet slip. I don't want to hear that. We don't believe you. You need more people. Nah, I'm joking, man. Good luck, brother. Hope you hit, baby. Hope you hit. You feel me? Hope you hit. If you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. We got hella footage being uploaded daily. We got interviews dropping with Troy Isley, who's going to be taking on Vladimir Hernandez, the upset king. We got Kermel Moten footage dropping daily, the new Mayweather protege. Round three of four. Timestamp 1:41 on the clock, and Rosado refuses to give us the uppercut. Stab jab by Rosado. Yeah, I was afraid to bet Rosado decision. I said that I feel she could possibly get the decision, but, you know, this girl is set up to for her to get the knockout. Like, the girl's not on her level. No, doesn't have the experience. Never fought, like, someone like her. So, it's just imagine. Uh-oh, more blood. More blood. Stop that shit. Stop that shit. That'll be so fucked up if your pro fight gets stopped. They go to the cards. Where's the urgency, Rosado? Dig deep and give us the fucking uppercuts we need. Like, you still doing overhand rights, bro. This is crazy, bro. Nah. Because it's the corner's fault, too. The corner's to blame. How they not telling her what she need? Bro, foot faint, fucking stomp. Single jab. Look, the girl head lives down. It's not like I'm making this shit up. Look, she literally puts it down for you. Like, oh my goodness. Fuck it. Fuck it, bruv. Yeah, I feel like Amanda, they set it up for her to get the stoppage. Nobody's ever heard of this girl. She's Brazilian with no sort of experience, you know, plus is 12 rounds, plus is 3-minute rounds. The only thing she got going for is Amanda been in wars. Amanda's slightly old at this point, got hella rounds boxed. Look at Holly Holmes. She look a little bit, how old is Holly at this point? What the fuck? Shout out to you, though, Holly. You doing your thing. You the only woman to win titles in MMA. And boxing. She like, get this camera out of my face already. I'm pulling for Ramos. Which Ramos, bro? Oh, you talking about Daniela from Brazil? Brazil. More to learn ain't even the word, bro. Had I seen this? But it don't matter because there was nowhere to bet on this fight. But had I seen her first fight, I probably would have known this shit was going to decision. Like, I can't believe she ain't got the variety. Like, where's the variety? Like, where's my uppercut? You feel me? She started off the fight with a triple jab. Abandoned that triple jab. She's on a single. She's in love. There they go. They go to triple. She's in love with the left hook, though. That's for sure. Oh, there go that left. Good right hand. That was a lead. Stab, jab. She's boxing the girl. Now she's boxing her. Good lead right. Good jab. Straight pot shot in her. Making it easy. But that uppercut, she needs to do more of that. But not to the body, to the head. Uh-oh, she got close again. That head started bleeding. I wonder, do she got power, though? Because she got perfect, like, leverage and form on them shots when she set up that left hook. It's crazy because you can't tell she won 15. She looked like she won 30 at the very least. Shout out to Pat. Pat trying. She ain't a bum. She looked better than mom and that other girl that was 7-0 from Spain, I think, that we watched on DAZN too. Pat got to be taught not to drop her head, though, man. She tripping. Look, everything is head down. Everything is head down. That's so sad, bro. It's crazy. It's sad that Pat fights like that, and it's more sad that Crystal's team ain't seen that shit. Like, how the fuck? I mean, I hope. Maybe I'm not hearing what they saying in the corner. Maybe they already asked for the uppercut, and we ain't see it. But the fight's over, thank God. Because, fuck. You ain't going to get no stoppage if you ain't throwing the right punch. You feel me? You making the shit harder for yourself. That fight was won with uppercuts to the fucking dome piece. Like Jerome's niece, you feel me? But they ain't do it. It's all good, though. Hopefully, next fight, they get better instructions from their team, and hopefully the next fight can implement them instructions.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Shout out Paulie on the commentating. Her first round was her best round. First round was the best round for me. After that, it became pretty disappointing. A lot of clinching, lack of punches. Yeah, hit that dabby dab. Big Daniel Dubois in the house. Is he really? Yo, hit that thumbs up for your boy, man. Come on, we watching this together, man. Oh. Can I get paid BetOnline? Why ain't pay me out yet? Like, what's really good? BetOnline bullshitting. They need to pay me so I can make more bets. Damn, she got hella people in there. Look at all the Puerto Rican flags. Damn, is it two cuts? It looked like she got a cut over her right eye, too. Shit. Let me log out, man. Log out my shit. Log back in. Can I get paid? Bet online. No. They on some bullshit. I don't like when they do that shit. They quick to take your money. Slow as hell to pay you. Slow as hell to pay you. My dad, get another dabby dab. I feel like I gotta make my shit hotter. Be having to take too much dabs. Rosado says, come on, shiny suits. Y'all do that with the men. That was a good rip. What up? What's up, people? Holla at me, man, while we wait for this next fight. Talk to your boy. Damn, we got juice. Oh, shit. Hold up. Salute, salute, salute to Juice God. Oh, shit. Layla in the building. Still looking young. Not young, but young. Right? That's crazy. And that's her hair. Salute. Yo, I got Juice God just became a prospect. I got Fuck Hot Hachi. Okay. Just became the champ. Salute. And I got Paxo just became a champ. Yo, navigate yourself to the community page, the members only spot, and right there you can put a question for everybody we're going to interview. Just scroll down. You'll see everybody that's going to be we're going to interview. And you can also see the betting slips. We got Keep It Moving $2 with 20 Puerto Rican flags. He says, Puerto Rican, with two double exclamation points. Then he comes right back with two more dollars. Says, Ness, y'all ever been to the spot where y'all brunches? No. Danny found that. I ain't never been to the Bay. This is going to be the first time. If you haven't already hit that thumbs up, go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so. It is free, and it's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put us in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know we do boxing talk twice a day, plus take phone calls to discuss and get your opinion on what we talk about. So this is the spot for all boxing fans. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. You feel me? Yes, sir. Like the video, man. Salute to everybody supporting. I have no clue why we got Layla and Sybil feeling each other and the outfits, but whatever. I guess they can get that off. They on some fabulous shit. All right. So it looks like a nice packed house, though, man. That's what's up. Shout out to Amanda Serrano, you know. She got her ones right there. That's what she wearing? She crazy, yo. Them shit's got to be stiff as hell, brand new like that, right? Daniela Ramos, I believe she's from Brazil. We'll see what she do, what she brings to the table. But, you know, I'm under the impression this is an Amanda Serrano show. And they set it up for her to get that knockout. Alexandria's from Bayamón, Puerto Rico. I didn't even know about this car. Let me see something. What the hell about this fight? Oh, yeah. Damn, so wait, did we miss Angel Chavez already? Fuck. Hey, Alex, what happened to Angel Chavez fight? Damn. Did my boy get the knockout or what? I'm about to Google this shit. So right now we're getting an interview on the zone of the next fight, which is Alexis Rios versus Benigno Aguilar. I'm just pulling up Angel's box right to see, did he get the whiz in? It don't show yet, so I don't think the fight happened yet. All right, well, Aguilar making his way to the ring, dripped in Mexican flags. Uh-oh, he got the pro bass hat on, so is he going fishing? Beautiful robe, though. Definitely a beautiful robe with the white and gold. Killed it. Crescent City is what it's saying about. And this is scheduled for 6 rounds in the lightweight division. Lightweight division. Uh-oh, we got some Mexicans in the crowd. Alexander Rios making his way to the ring. Uh-oh, full headdress. Wait, he got a tail. What in the hell? Why he got a tail on, bruh? What? And who are these kids coming out with him? What are they? I'm lost, bruh. Oh, so they moles and all of them came out dressed as moles? And somehow he got a tail because he's a mole too? I wonder, did those people have to buy tickets or because they was part of the ring walk, he got them in for free? Because that's a good dozen people. Just saying. Tail of the tape. Alexander Rios, 22 years old, from Puerto Rico, and Benigno Aguilar, 24 years old, both 5'4", both weighed in at 135 under the limit. And it is Aguilar, right? No, excuse me. It is the mole that is hopping up and down. So he is activated, ready to rock and roll. Okay, I see Christy Martin there. Which one is her fighter? I see Christy Martin. Which one? She must got the B-side. Okay, there Jesus back with the camera glasses. I don't know if y'all noticed that like two fights ago. Bro, this the thing about boxing. This should take forever to start, right? It's like, bro, we've been wanting to see the fight. Just put that shit on. Oh, so he's a local boy. I mean, local in the sense that he's from Florida, right? Because I heard them say Crescent City, Florida. I ain't never even heard of that. Okay, that's Pitufo waving the Puerto Rican flag. Damn, it's crazy they still doing introductions, right? That activated people. Can't say by your mong in there without them getting excited, boy. All right. Looks like we're about to start now. Yeah, he definitely got a good reaction from the crowd. But again, anybody who's Puerto Rican is going to get some support because the main event is Puerto Rican. So, you know, they're going to get that love. All right, let's see what happens here. This is a lightweight affair. Little faint from the mole. Aguilar is not bad. He's pretty fast. And Rios is pretty short. Let's be real. Oh, that left hook landed. Let's see if he got some pop because he looks stocky. Decent, decent. Both men fighting. Good clinching. Intelligent clinching by Rios. Oh. Think he got countered there by Aguilar. Big hook miss for La Mole. No jab from Aguilar, from Rios. He's solely working off counters, it looks like. Oof, missed that left hook counter, too. Oh, good jab from Aguilar. Lead right hand attempt from Rios. I'm not sure if that landed, but the left hook after certainly did. Ooh, good body shot by Rios. Left hook to the body. Finally, a little double jab from Rios. Good body shots by Aguilar. Whipped that 6 and 7. And looks like Rios answers right back with his own left hook to the body. I'm waiting for Rios to land that counter check hook, man. He's sitting on it and trying it, but he ain't successful with it. Not just yet. He's certainly been looking for it, but he ain't been able to land that shit. So who's watching Fury and Ngannou tomorrow? You know I am. Round 2 about to start. A little light jab from Rios. Okay. That was jab 1, 2, 3. Aguilar rushing right in, wasting no time to smother. Oof. Aguilar misses short with the left hook, right hand. Oh, right hand lands for Rios. But Aguilar took it well and fired a couple right hands of his own. Finally, some jabs from Rios. Misses the hook, Rios does. They're missing a lot, both of them. It's like hard to call this type of action when it's like the punches ain't even landing. Good left hook to the body by Rios. Good right uppercut by Aguilar. Looks like a left hook landed there for Aguilar as well. He's doing well, fought himself off these ropes. But he looks like he's coming apart. He's jumping in the hunt to clinch. Yeah, Aguilar seems to be tired. 46 seconds left on the clock. Rios needs to do more. For sure, it looks like Aguilar is tired, but he's still avoiding a lot of these shots. Ooh, good right hand by Aguilar. Ooh, he tried the uppercut, came up short. I don't know, man. Rios needs to press the action, I feel like. That's the end of the round, but damn. I feel like Rios needs to press the action before he ends up on the wrong side of this decision. Looks like CombiBox Dan Canabito is saying that the judges are going to have a hard time scoring this fight. And I agree, man. Both men are active. It comes down to what work you like better. Because Rios is getting hit, and he's not more active. He's probably more effective. You know, his shots probably are more telling, but good straight right. Aguilar just bit down there. Good right hand by Aguilar. Yeah, I don't know. Rios landed a left hook, but I feel like he's not landing enough shots. I don't know. This is going to be one of them cards that's horrible to score. Good body shot. Aguilar got to keep fighting if he wants to win the fight. He cannot get tired because that's the easiest way to give it to your opponent. Rio's banging with him. We're about to fold him. Guess not. I thought Rios was going to fold him. He must be tired. No jab. This is where you need a jab right here. You tired. Keep your man busy. Good body shot and clinch. Looking like B-Hop with that bullshit. Man, it's hard to count, like, this type of work, bro. Look. But they prospects, bro. They MVP prospects. You know, they can't be the most accurate. They can't be the most accurate, so. They still developing. We got to let them develop. I don't want to be too overly critical. Good straight right. Is it over? Fucking hell. Oh, no. It's still two more rounds. Still two more rounds. Fucking hell. He clipped him with that left hook on the replay. Sheesh. Rio's definitely leading in power punches per round. And we're going into round four of six, timestamp 253. Rios in the blue gloves, Aguilar in the red. Good body shot by Rios. Threw that left hook to the body. Nice. Certainly his money punch. Oof! Fuck, what an exchange. Rios got the better, but he got caught, man. Come on, Rio. Step up the pace, bro. He keep getting caught with little sneaky shots, man. Straight shots, too. Down the pipe. Good body shot by Rios. Right hand to the body again. Another one. That's starting to slow him down. Another left hook to the body. Keep working. Will not be counted as a knockdown. He trying to steal time. Beat that body, Rios. Double jab by Rios. He's got to push the pace if he wants this fight. I mean, it's his to be won. Oh, beautiful counter uppercut. Fucking hell. Shout out to Aguilar, bro. Good body shot. Ooh, big right hand by Rios. Pushes his man in the rope, trying to do work. Good body shot. He is killing this kid to the body. Oh, it's a wrap, man. This shit going to fifth round. The bell has rung. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. You know, it's a clear indicator that you like this type of content, which lets me know to do more live fight chats for big fights, small fights, doesn't matter. Bro, he did such good body work this round. It's crazy that... He didn't fold him. He countered that body with shots the guy didn't even see. Yeah, he might could stop him in his next round, or he might can't, you know. Or, oh boy, he got the rest he needed in that minute. Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to make it through a whole fight chat. I'm over here getting ready to go to bed. Fuck this shit. Feeling tired today. Oh, my God. God damn it. Holy shit. Aguilar just hit him with some fucking shit. Whoa. Whoa. That shit was fucking crazy. Aguilar is so raw that he can't even set it up to finish it, bro. He's literally winding up the same hand. He got the determination, though. I know Rios better stop trying to bang. That's how he got caught. Right in an exchange. Damn, boy. Aguilar looked heavy on them feet. I mean, Rios look heavy on them feet, but he coming back with body shots. He got to stop smothering, man. That's how he got clipped, man. Keep your distance. Aguilar over here trying to do the rope-a-dope and shit. Yeah, he gassed out again on us. He still be fighting, though. He a little dog, man. Oof. Aguilar swinging for the fences, boy. Oh, my God. He keep landing that left hook, bro. Bro, 32 seconds left and another round. Rio's trying to kill him to the body. He trying to finish it that way. But look at Aguilar holding on. He in a serious clinch. Rios need to create space, man. He's smothering, bro. Yeah, it's a lot of holding, bro. Bro, hella holding from Aguilar. No warning. One more round to go, though. One more round to go. We'll see how it plays out. Good fight, though. Good fight for sure. He beat him down with that knockdown, though. That's tough, too, in a six-round fight. You get a knockdown? Fuck. Bruh, Ayo hit him that last shot. He was down? Bruh, come on. This is why we need replay. Where the commission at? Rios was trying to finish it with body shots. Rios need to stay away for the first minute. Let Aguilar burn that energy. See Aguilar slowing down already. He's slowing down already. That's it. That's the little juice he had from the minute break. Rios need to start working behind a jab, doubling, tripling, cutting the distance. Rios supposed to win here. He in the center of the ring. He's the one with the talent. He ain't doing nothing. Big right hand for Rios. Damn. Shit really went the distance. That's crazy. These prospects, man, you never know what you're going to get. They still be developing, so you never know what you're going to get. Shit. Shit, I would say he missing some, because if he can't miss, he'd have got this guy out of here. That left hook hurt him, though. Good left. It's a scrap, boy. 22 seconds left. Hmm. 14 seconds. Who hired the ref? Oh, my goodness. Bruh, they still got to grow for sure, for sure. But on the real, I'm out, man. I'm about to go lay down. I'm too tired for this shit. See y'all tomorrow for the real fight chat. I'm going to watch this from my bed. Till the next one. Peace.